Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And I'm glad you're here, as you know. Mary Lou Quinlan is with us, too, ladies and gentlemen. She's back. Mary Lou and I had so much fun the last time she was here. We just can't do without her. She is the co-founder of Just Ask a Woman. She is an internationally recognized marketing strategist extraordinaire. She's been doing it now for about, I understand, somewhere around 30 years. I think she started when she was only about 7 and a half. And she is the author of a number of books, including Time Off for Good Behavior and also the new book, What She's Not Telling You. And she's our good friend, Mary Lou Quinlan. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Oh, it's good to be back. I had a great time the first time. I'm glad you invited me for a second date here.
We're glad you did. Now, we're like the Hotel California around here, Mary Lou. Once we find you, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. And, of course, you know all you have to do is, most of my guests know, all they have to do to make sure they get back invited back is to laugh at my jokes.
Well, so you're easy to laugh at.
You've already accomplished that. Mary Lou, here's a question for you. I've always understood that women are responsible for 70% of the business that transactions. Now, so here's my question to boil that down a little bit. Do you know this? Is it 70% of the transactions or 70% of the dollar volume? Do you know the difference?
Well, I'll tell you, and actually the number I've seen more often even is 80, but it is.
And of course, we know you guys control all the money. So.
Right, but it is, the way we phrase it is they buy or influence the purchase of. So you have a combination of things happening. Some of it is the dollars handed over the counter, and sometimes it's that she's the one saying buy that, which to a business person is the same thing.
Right, exactly.
She's the decider.
So if the guy, the husband may sign the car loan note, but he's buying the van that Mama picked out.
Right, and if he didn't, he's taking it back.
Exactly.
So it's really pretty much her call one way or the other.
If he's not a dummy, that's what he's doing, exactly.
Yeah, that's right. But a lot of the dollars are really passing from her now. You know, so many more single women, single heads of households, and just, you know, women earning more. And even, unfortunately, this economy situation hasn't been so good for anyone, but more women retaining their jobs during a downswing. So if anything, women are more important customers than they ever were before.
Mm-hmm. So you say, you make this bold statement, if you want to really be successful in the marketplace, pretend that all your customers are women. Now, the truth is, with the statistic we just said, that's basically a no-brainer. But why should we think that all of our customers are female?
You know, it should be a no-brainer, but the funny thing is many businesses, even those where women are the major influencers, ignore that, and they act as if they're still men or it's 50-50. It isn't so much to pretend they're women just to say, wow, all women buy, but to learn from women to solve your business problems for men and women.
Mm-hmm.
So that if you were to start to say, hey, if I were pretending they were all women, then could I find some solutions that might appeal to both? An example of this would be Best Buy. We did work with them a few years back when they were struggling, trying to get more women into the store, so they thought they'd listen to them. Well, when they listened to women about how to make a better tech store, they actually improved these concept stores to a point where men loved them.
Mm-hmm.
And because what women said was, you know, God, you know, could the selection make more sense? Could the pricing be more clear? Could somebody here know what they're talking about and tell me the answer and just get it for me and don't make me come in if it's out of inventory? The kinds of smart customer transactional thoughts, that's what women are good at. So if you pretend that all your customers were women and ask them your business problems, you'd be surprised how they could solve them for you forever.
Well, I will tell you, when a man and a woman stroll up to the same, whatever it may be, whether it's looking out over the Grand Canyon or looking out over a selection of shirts in a store, It's like lightning and lightning bug. I mean, they're completely two different perspectives. It amazes me what happens when my wife looks over my shoulder at a website here at work.
Mm-hmm.
As my audience knows, she's my partner in life and in business. We'll look at a new website or something we're looking at online, and I swear, she sees things I don't see.
Absolutely, and that's a real asset of female customers for businesses. They need to realize women will see details that men might overlook. I did a fun thing with an audience that I was speaking to recently, and these were all women. And when I first walked in, I had on these really cool, modern, high, painful boots. But when it came time to do the speech...
Mary Lou, that's a visual. I'm sorry I missed.
Oh, okay. But when it came, they looked great, though. But when it came time to do the speech, I thought, I can't wear these shoes. So I switched to more comfortable, similar shoes. And as I started the speech, I just turned and I said, what's different about me? And women, almost the whole room said, you changed your shoes.
Of course.
Now, the chances of, if I had asked that, I think, of an audience with men.
I think the guys would have noticed the back.
they weren't that great, Jim.
I think maybe you might be underestimating the guys a little bit there. But your point is an excellent one.
Yeah. So the ability to recognize, as you said, looking at the Grand Canyon, differences and specifics. It's as if you've now got a second set of eyes on your business problem to say, hey, have you looked at it this way? Did you notice this? And that's where women are just excellent, and business people will be smart to tap into those insights.
I'll tell you what I think of when I think about this. If you've ever walked into an antique store, if you'll notice, there are like six strata of things in an antique store,
mm-hmm.
that you have to walk around. And, because you got things hanging from the ceiling, too.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't look up, you'll miss some stuff.
That's right.
And I think when a man walks into an antique store, he sees certain things. And when my wife and I do this, she sees things and she'll say, did you see so-and-so? I say, no, where was it? What was up there?
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that when you're marketing a product, when you're advertising a product, when you're displaying a product, when you're contemplating a product, if you are a service, you've got to think about who the genders are. What's the ratio, and who is likely to make that decision? And you've got to make sure that you recognize that and take the steps accordingly.
That's true. You might hunt in the store, and she's gathering, and a gatherer sees details
exactly.
And sees little things.
Don't forget, guys. It's 70%. That's what they say. And I think this, as Mary Lou says, it may be 80%. And, of course, we know they control all the money. So we're going to take a quick break. Mary Lou Quinlan is our guest. It's 20 after. She's the author of What She's Not Telling You. Stay with us. We're back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. I hope you use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Mary Lou Quinlan is our guest. She's our good friend, a member of our Brain Trust. Mary Lou is the co-author of What She's Not Telling You, along with Jen Drexler and Tracy Chapman. Mary Lou, I hope you don't mind me asking this. You were telling me about your father, Ray.
Ray Finlayson. Mm-hmm.
Wait, say the last name?
Finlayson.
Finlayson, Ray Finlayson. And he recently passed away at 91, and I'd like to dedicate the rest of this show to his memory.
Oh, I love that.
And so we're thinking about him right now and all the great memories you had with him. 91, it's a long time to have somebody on this earth, and he lived a good life and raised a good daughter.
Thank you. He's listening.
we're celebrating his life. I know he's proud of you.
Thank you.
Mary Lou, tell us how we can find your book and all the things that you do.
Oh, well, our book, What She's Not Telling You, is available on online booksellers everywhere. So Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, or click on our website, justaskawoman.com, and we'll take you there as well.
Justaskawoman.com. No pretense there at all, right?
People say, what is that? I said, just what it says.
No presumption there at all. Just ask. If you really want to know how things are, folks, just ask a woman. That's what Mary Lou says. Okay,
you want to make money, you want to get it done, just ask a woman.
Exactly. If you really want to get it done, just ask a woman. But, you know, it is funny it is fun, I should say, to talk about the differences and how, you know, the truth is, Mary Lou, we need the both influences in the marketplace, and women have had a lot to overcome. They've had a lot to a lot of ground to gain after millennia of being, you know, in the background a little bit too much. Women have had a lot to overcome and a lot of ground to cover, but now that a lot of that has been recovered, I do think it's important though that we also pay attention to the way men think about things. Because you know, men have I always say that men have some characteristics that women should be a little more like, and women have characteristics that men should be a little more like.
What are your men characteristics?
Self-confidence.
Self-confidence, which even when they don't know.
Sometimes not justified. but I'll tell you, you can't fake it till you make it if you don't have a little bit of self-confidence.
That's true. You know,
you and I both have faked it till we made it
successfully. Every day.
Yeah. But what do you think about what I just said?
I think that's really true. I have to say, when we interview women, often we'll say at the beginning, now you realize the power you have as consumers and how much companies care about what you think. And I can see them look at me like, oh, yeah, I guess I do. You know, I don't see enough of as much as women are confident in their lives and their decisions, expressions of that confidence. And by that I mean, you know, take that retailer to task when you don't get what you want, or, you know, be willing to pursue that deal. So,
well, you know, for example, a woman is more likely to say, oh, I don't know if I'm dressed for that.
Sure.
Whereas a guy, if it ever entered his mind, and it probably wouldn't, would say, okay, I don't think I got the right clothes on, but I'm going to stand up a little straighter. I'm going to make this work for me.
Oh, yeah. I always
and
think,
women
go to
ought
the
to
beach.
Do that more.
Go to the beach. Look at the men who are, you know, a giant stomach and a Speedo, and you'll see a woman who looks now, perfectly great, so covered head to toe because she feels like she has 2 extra pounds on her.
Now, Mary Lou, going from you in the tall boots and the guy in the Speedo, the fat guy in the Speedo, that was not good visual transition there for me. And I'm going to need you to recover.
I'm sorry, I have to be more even-handed in my imagery.
I'm going to need you to give me a recover from that before you go. So, okay.
You can't get that picture out of your mind, huh?
That's exactly right. So we're talking about being sure that when you're putting something out on your shelves, when you're marketing whatever, think about the people that you're – even if you sell a product that men typically use – what are the chances, Mary Lou, that a woman is either buying it for him or influencing that decision?
Huge. I mean, look at men's clothing, men's fragrance. I mean, there's a lot of products that women are buying. Even something you might say, okay, let's say car maintenance. In your mind, the first image might be it's a guy coming to get the car serviced. That's not true. 74% of the service calls, you know, maintenance calls on a car are handled by the woman. So the person driving in
and
the service center,
and he's going to want to know about the parts, and she's going to want to know about the peace of mind.
Yeah, she wants it fixed. She wants it safe.
And she wants, but she wants that peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't only want it fixed. She wants to feel like this thing's not going to break down on her after it's fixed.
Exactly, it's going to stay fixed.
Yeah.
And if you look at some of the interchanges, though, let's say picture that. Give me here's a visual. She pulls in. She's got the car. The guy in the service place starts to explain, well, do you think I think it might be the carburetor gasket, she doesn't want to hear about all this, okay? It's not that she isn't smart or interested. She would, as you say, just tell me
and
fix it, and it's going to stay fixed.
And it might actually offend her a little bit that you go on and on about that because she might be thinking that you're trying to intimidate her.
Well, intimidate or just bamboozle her into something that's going to cost her more than it should.
Right. And so if you're going to explain it, if it's really something she needs, get rid of the jargon and talk about what it's going to do for her peace of mind.
Exactly.
And this is just one example, folks, but you got to think about these things. It is true what Mary Lou says. Mary Lou, tell us your dad's name again.
Ray Finlayson.
We're celebrating his life today, ladies and gentlemen. Mary Lou, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you so much, Jim. I appreciate it.
The book is called What She's Not Telling You, and the website is justaskawoman.com.
That's right.
Justaskawoman.com. Don't you love that, guys? They're taking over, aren't they? Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. So I don't
have to dream alone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.